Dr. Candace Middlebrooks is at the start of new research into one of the sub-issues of sickle cell disease.
Most people think we have solved all of the issues with the disease, but the issue is that people with sickle cell disease also have multiple other clinical phenotypes.
Those phenotypes or characteristics resulting from sickle cell include leg ulcers, which is what Middlebrooks' research will focus on. A $15,000 award from the National Institute of Minority Health and Health Disparities will help her do that. It all follows Middlebrooks' path towards helping people that began with a childhood desire to work as a biologist and shifted towards medicine during her time at the University at Buffalo. Working at Roswell Park Cancer Institute, Middlebrooks learned the bench-to-bedside approach of putting research to use with actual patients.
You could see what they were going through, and it really humanized the samples that I was working with. I had a sample in my hand and be working with it, or a cell line, and I'd see people, and I'd be like, wow, this came from a real person who's sick, who needs my help, who needs all of our help.
Middlebrooks' work now may help to serve the African-American community in particular, which is predominantly affected by sickle cell. The research is underway in Bethesda, Maryland, where she will use kits to extract DNA samples from blood and a process known as exome sequencing to determine what genes may be leading to the leg ulcers. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.